You ready? Here we go.
Yeah, happy Sunday, Melbourne. Hope you're having a cracking weekend so far here at the Fox. My name's Josiah, and this is Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks. We're taking a look at the biggest moments from the week that was. Dr. Chris Brown, he's going to be joining us in about 25 minutes' time. Very exciting. In fact, not for Fifi. She's having problems with her Cavoodle Lizzie at the moment. Dr. Chris Brown solves everything. And if you've got a dog as well, you need to stay tuned because this is unbelievable advice. But up next, this weekend, tonight, Comedy Festival is on. Make sure you get around and support it because obviously we missed out last year. One of the funniest blokes in Australia, Limo, going to be joining Fifi Fevenick next here at the Fox.
Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks on the Fox.
Now let's welcome to the show our very good friend, Limo.
Hey.
Limo, how wonderful having you in here.
I'm clapping myself in, guys. Yeah, that's what I do.
Clap yourself in. Now, don't do your own plug, though, because we do know Melbourne International Comedy Festival and our very good friend Limo has his show 2020 Vision. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, it's going to be massive, Fife.
Now, March 25 to April 4, Imperial Hotel. You can get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. What's it like being back on the stage? Like 2020 Vision, is this going to be about what happened last year or what didn't happen?
Yeah, it is going to be about last year. It's a little bit of light relief, looking, because we all need a little bit of therapy, don't we? Looking back at last year?
Yeah, most definitely. It wasn't the best one, was it?
No, it was a shocker. I can't believe I wore a mask yesterday for an hour and I got annoyed. Like, I was so angry, yet I wore a mask for 6 months last year. How did I do that? How did anyone do that?
Why'd you have to wear a mask?
Because I was flying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was on a plane, then I was in a cab. You got to wear them in cabs.
I've
found, though, you can strike up an agreement with your cab driver. Are you calling for it? He's like, absolutely, dude, take it off.
I found out flying as well the other day back from Brisbane. The only place to get fresh air with no mask, the toilet. How weird's that? You've got to go to the toilet to take your mask off and go, finally, bit of oxygen straight in the nose. This is good.
It's like that rule they had in gyms for a while where they said you have to wear a mask in the gym unless you're breathing heavily. You know that bit where you're spitting coronavirus everywhere? Yeah, you can take your mask off during that period. But I've noticed, though, I don't know if you've noticed this, Fife, a lot of people around town are still wearing masks. You don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
But they are still wearing masks. Do you know who's still wearing masks? Do you want me to tell you who's still wearing masks?
Can you tell us? Yes.
Yeah, ugly people. That's right. Because it is a convenient excuse just to cover up that average arrangement. Because I'm being COVID safe right here.
But even I find that, like, you don't have to wear makeup. You don't have to worry about people, you know, noticing that you just got out of bed. I think a mask is handy for concealment.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a pimple recently on the end of my nose. True story, on the end of my nose. So I just wore a mask for a whole week. I'm 51, by the way, Fife. I'm still getting pimples. I can remember when I was 18 thinking to myself, can't wait till I'm in my 20s, won't get pimples anymore. That was 33 years ago. And I'm still getting them. And I have none of the other characteristics from when I was 18. I don't have the energy, the spring in my step, the glint in my eye, the positive outlook, the fully functioning body, none of it.
Your voice isn't going to break all of a sudden. Oh, guys, the Comedy Festival show's on. You don't have that? Just the nose pimple.
Oh, just the nose pimple. It's the only thing. I'm feeling it, though, Fife. I really am. I used to groan when I get out of a couch. Now I groan when I get into a couch.
Oh, that's the best.
In fact, I can't sit in the couch for longer than 30 minutes without falling asleep these days. I'm at an age, guys, I'm at an age where I go to bed fully fit and wake up injured. That's where I'm at in my life at the moment.
I played touch rugby 6 weeks ago. I've still got a sore knee.
Yes.
I don't even know if it was from that. That was just the last time I remember doing something. So that's what I attribute it to. But it could just be age.
I don't know how you're going, Nick Cody, but I'm so inflexible these days that if I drop something, I seriously contemplate whether to pick it up or not.
Oh,
I'm like, but I'll get another iPhone. I can't pick that up.
If I drop Charlie, he can walk now. He's all right.
It is. There's not much. Although one exciting thing for people who aren't 50, which I'm guessing is a large portion of your audience, you know when you turn 100, right?
No, I don't. I have been to a 100th birthday, though. My great-grandma got to 100.
Letter from the Queen?
She got the letter from the Queen. And how's this? My grandpa read that first. He didn't really arrange the set list of the letters well. He opened with the Queen and then closed with the local member for Ballarat. Close on the Queen.
Exactly.
Everyone wants the Queen letter last.
It's all downhill from the Queen. So when you turn 100, you get a letter from the Queen, which would be exciting, right? And, of course, when you turn 16, you get a text from Prince Andrew, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Hey, baby, what's up? And well, did you know that when you turn 50, you get a letter from the Australian government?
Is that right?
Yes, as part of the bowel cancer screening program.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that puts a spring in your step, that one. So now I've got to poo in an envelope and send it to the government.
Again.
Which is something I did before the last election. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't nag onto that one.
Fifi, Feven, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Just before you go, Boxy and Nick, I just want I'm just going through. On a Monday, we obviously get the Women's Day and the new idea. And often, Nick, Boxy's in here. So I just want to see who she's marrying, how many babies she had on the weekend. just because I haven't seen her for a while. Now, on page 87, I look over and there's just one of
that's
her children.
That's longer than the Herald Sun some days. They filled 87 pages of new idea.
Most of it's full of crap, mate. But
Godzilla and stuff, yeah.
Page 87. Now, the goggles have paid off. Now, there's a young little baby in here named Daisy Box, all by herself. And the headline is Gogglebox. Fifi, the media personality extraordinaire, 20-month-year-old daughter Daisy Bell takes swimming lessons very seriously, packing an extra pair of goggles just in case. And there's just a picture of this cute little kid with two pairs of goggles on her head. She's got her own segment in here. There's not you or Trixie there. Like,
gee,
people just
we've
open
been
that.
Dumped.
Are they just cutting down trees to print out Instagram now? Is that what's going on?
Yes, essentially.
Unbelievable. She's got her own little page by herself. She's a superstar.
That's very funny. Cute little munchkin.
Should be getting cash for that.
No, that's just, they just rip
are they allowed to do that with your kid?
Once you put it on Instagram, look, we'll, don't forget what we were going to do, Josiah. We'll just keep talking about this because it's an interesting one, Fev. I, and Nick, you wouldn't know this because we haven't known each other for years, but initially I didn't put my kids on social media because I thought they've got a private life and they didn't want to be in the public eye. But what happens is then you have paparazzi follow you because they want to get photos of your kids. And for some reason, they show certain members of the media respect and they don't touch their kids and they obscure their faces, like pixelate their faces. But then there's other people that don't care. So when Trixie was a baby, they were just hounding us and everywhere we went. And then they were trying to get close-ups of her face and the magazines were buying the photos and printing them. So I ended up putting my kids on Instagram because it means we don't have strange men with cameras following us around, which is such a strange world we live in. But now they just rip the photos off Instagram. But at least they're photos I've chosen to share rather than sneaky photos over hedges and through windows and weird things that paparazzi do.
I get that's awful for your kids to have be followed around by strange men with cameras. But I feel that they need to have you in that picture. Like, it's just her.
Just like, on her own.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
without, they just got a baby photo. I don't know. It seems weird for me.
Yeah, they have very weird ethics in the world of press and media.
Sorry, Fev's Monday morning is trying to figure out what's going on over at New Idea. Can't put your finger on it.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Finances in relationships can be an issue, particularly when you've lived, and if you get together with someone and you're a bit older, so you've had a job, you've done your own financing, and then when you suddenly go joint, it can rankle some people. Some people don't like it. They want to keep everything separate, but it can backfire. Diane in Rye. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Diane, how is your financial relationship going?
Look, it's just like Alex and Fev. I'm the Alex and my husband if he had $1,000 in his pocket each day, he would just spend it.
100%.
So he has a credit card and if he spends something really big, I sort of say, hey, what's that? And he just knows. He's just hopeless. So he just knows that one person in the relationship manages the money, and we've been married for 30 years and he's happy. Well, he says he is, so.
We say we are. No, we are. It works well, Boxy, because you know you don't have to have that stress of worrying about money because you know that your spouse is looking after it. Because if you had it in your account,
you can play a lot more COD because you don't have to worry about this stuff.
Fev does sound like me at like 12, getting pocket money and playing PlayStation.
You do say COD, but you think it's funny, Nick, because this is what happens. I literally said, was it yesterday? Yeah, no, was it Tuesday? Because you got to upgrade your guns on COD. And I was that nervous, and I said to Al, can I have $150 put into the account because I've got to buy some coins? Awesome. And she said, how old are you? And I said, well, I do it if I had my money, but you've got all our money. She goes, all right. She put it in, and I was like, yes. I was like a 12-year-old kid.
Boys, it's on. It's on. All the fancy guns, boys.
I text Marcel. I said, boy, I've upgraded all my guns.
You're amazing. Jade, thank you, Diane. Jade in Doreen. Hi, Jade.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Jade, are you like Diane? Are you in full control of the finances?
I am in full control of finances. My husband would have no idea what to do if I died. I don't know what would
You've
happen.
You've said that to him, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
Multiple
that's
times.
Not the first time that's come out.
Don't worry, I think that too.
You'd have no idea. I love that.
But I had to confiscate all plastic off my husband because there was some like exacerbated charges for just random things on our card.
Ooh.
But I needed, I don't carry cash like a lot of people, and a certain Little Ears situation happened and I needed some cash. And so I was going to run down to the shops to get some cash, and he goes, oh, just wait a second. And he comes back with a $50 note that he'd been hiding in random places, like behind picture frames, in shoeboxes, things like that.
He's dashing cash around the house.
Yep. But it's good to know that there's cash around my house somewhere. So if I ever need, a new pair of shoes or something, I'll just go searching.
Have you got kids?
You just start flipping over the couch and
Jade,
stuff.
Jade, have you got kids?
I do. I have two.
Mate, don't. That's the problem because I stash cash and then I go get it and it's all gone. And I go to the kid. I go to Alex. Did you take the cash? And she goes, did you have cash? Where'd you get the cash from? Oh God, there's 3 hours. And then you ask the kids and they go, yeah, we found it. We spent it. Mate, it's not well.
You are one of
males are children. Not well.
But I wanted that cash for my guns, not my computer guns.
Raymer in Macrae. Hi, Raymer.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Yeah, good, Raymer. Now, this is important. You've got a tip because you work at a bank.
I do, yes. And I think it's important because of all the conversations you guys have been having. Mm-hmm. You may not be aware, but I heard what Brendan said. His pay goes into his wife's account and he doesn't know how much he gets paid. If anything were to happen to his wife, then and his name's not on that account, the account will be locked until probate goes through.
I wondered about
it
this.
It will go to the deceased estates of the bank that you bank with, and they'll have a stop on the account. So, it can take up to 6 months or so. What? If you need access to that money, you won't be able to get it because your name is not on that account. So, I always say to customers, you might want to think about this. It's very important. So,
So just tell Alex to stay alive.
Yeah.
Yes, but no, seriously, guys, it's really, really important, and a lot of people don't know that. So
I often think that, Boxy, because I'm like, I think about it a lot, which I probably shouldn't. Let's just say something like, I don't even want to put it in the atmosphere because then it might happen. But anyway, let's just play a song.
You're not living longer than Alex. Relax, man.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
If you are in your home or anywhere, in fact, where you can get a screen, you need to watch 7:30 Channel 10. The Living Room returns tonight with our very good friend, Dr. Chris Brown.
Thank you. Nice to be here, guys.
Looking good.
Yeah, always.
Looking real good.
Wow.
The last time I saw Dr. Chris Brown, I was on a show with him, Fee, called Cram. That was on Channel 10 a few years ago, and my sister, Leah, we put up a promo pic of myself next to Dr. Chris Brown, and my sister said, you, Nick, look like somebody tried to draw Dr. Chris from memory. It's one of the harshest things I've ever heard.
Cram's gone to peach with the ultimate tag.
They're having a happy life together somewhere, I'm sure. It's okay.
But it is great to have you on the telly tonight. Amanda, we've got Miguel. What can we look forward to tonight on the show, Chris?
People who are, more delightful than I am, clearly. They're great, almost icons of Australian TV now. You know, Miguel.
Yes.
You don't need to understand what he says. His enthusiasm is there. His food is there. It does all the talking for him in sort of slightly clearer words than his.
Do you speak, Miguel? Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm pretty fluent.
Yeah,
I've had to be over 10 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, my first encounter with Miguel, we went to Chile, of all places, in South America, and we were in a car driving through the mountains there, driving through the Andes, and he goes, he put the window down, and he goes, can you smell the undies? It was at that point where I realized we're probably going to get along. I'm not convinced he may very well be the smartest person in the room, because he just twists his words just enough for it to be funny, and just knows exactly what he's doing, I reckon. When he gets it wrong, he's getting it very right.
That's very true. You know, because we were just saying before we went to air that Fev would like to go and have a drink with Miguel, but I think you're the same, Fev. I think Fev's often the smartest in the room. Yeah. No one realises that.
Yeah. No one's ever said that before. Thank you.
Yeah, this sounds like
I am done. It's Friday and I'm out.
It's true. It is true, though. Like you, it's a dangerous game underestimating someone like Miguel or Fev.
Yes,
because they
agree.
Can just twist things enough, and all of a sudden you realise that you're the prey. You've gone from the hunter to being the hunted.
Yeah, Fev twists things. It's literally my arm behind my back at times. It's just straight up bullying in the workplace.
Well, I mean, it's an HR issue.
Well, people must get it, Doc, because we're both kings of the jungle, so it must work.
I should have known.
You brought
this
it
is
up.
Exactly.
You
where
brought,
head,
you brought it up in our
to.
off air chat. I was never going to bring it up, but you said you put the crown on your head. I'm like, oh God, he wants to speak about this again.
You've also got something else in common with Miguel in the way that you know the jungle had you at your absolute peak, and since then it's been a more like the cut of the shirt that you're currently wearing. It's slightly more relaxed fit. Since
here he is, Mr. Old Paint My Shirts On. I did say that to the doc once. Boxy, well, I was sitting in, he was obviously in Africa, and I think I said, sent him a text going, mate, did they paint that shirt on? it's been a big Christmas.
I normally get a message from Fev in early January saying, hey, is there a spot clear? I could really do with 4 weeks in the jungle right now.
Here's a tip, actually. When you're doing live television and you get a text from Fev, good idea not to open it. Like, leave it till you finish recording.
It's not building you up, is it? It's unlikely to be doing that.
Oh. Now, can I be selfish for a second, Chris? Because I have had a problem in my life at the moment, and I've been sharing this with the listeners, and a number of times I've thought I need to ask Dr. Chris Brown what to do.
Of course.
So my adorable cavoodle Lizzie, can we talk animals?
Yeah,
is that okay with you? P.S. I was at the aquarium yesterday and I was watching you on a video. I went, there we go, know him.
Was it with the dugong?
Yeah, the dugongs. You were hanging out in the water with the dugongs.
Did they disclose what the dugong was doing?
No.
Oh, the dugong there has some very interesting
enlightened
habits.
Really?
Yeah. He was like Fev in the 90s. Just very
your point?
Very busy.
Fev in the 90s, I was just turned into my teens. Not even
still trouble though.
Like early 90s, I was 10.
They had a SpongeBob SquarePants. I used to do some locum work at the aquarium with some of the dugongs and some of the other animals. And they had an issue. I probably shouldn't be sharing this. It's like patient doctor confidentiality. and they had this SpongeBob SquarePants figurine in the enclosure, and he used to go down and hump it.
Oh, no.
And parents would be like, the kids would be horrified going, what's he doing to SpongeBob? And he's like, he's just hugging him. He's just hugging.
Word's
he's squashing him. Poor old SpongeBob would be sitting in the corner of his tank, just being slightly, you know, hugged closely. So
normally it's Patrick.
Please go on.
I'm glad I want more dugong chat. But my adorable cavoodle Lizzie, Rosie Cookie Box, is barking through the night, Chris.
Really?
Just barks through the night. And it's possums. It's the possums. And you can't touch the possums. They're protected. And I understand
the need
to protect the possums.
You get them if you're wrong.
But I did get some tips. Can I run? These are wonderful listeners provided some advice.
Yep.
Do you like this advice or have you got other advice?
We got told by our trainer to use a spray bottle. We spray it in the face and he hates it.
So you need to get yourself a tin can, throw some pebbles or some coins in it, tape up the top. And when she's barking, go outside, don't say a word, and throw it as hard as you can on the concrete, and it will stop her dead in her tracks.
But you can actually get a collar that just beeps. And it's not a huge beep, but it's loud enough that the dog hears it. And the more they bark, the longer the beep goes, and it stopped him barking within 2 days.
I think you need to work out why the dog is actually barking, and these trainers will be able to do that.
So great.
Do you like that? Because at the moment I'm running around at 3 a.m. in my nightie in the backyard chasing my dog, Chris. It's got
so
to stop.
I love the like fairly diverse mix of opinions there around what should be done.
Yes.
Can so Rosie Cookie
Lizzie,
Box.
Lizzie. We'll go with Lizzie. Yeah.
Lizzie Cookie Box.
Rosie Box, yep.
Yep, got
that's why it's barking.
Too many names. Who are you talking to, Mum?
A little confused.
Multiple personality disorder.
Can she see the possums at night? Or is she hearing them?
She's hearing them. So she's got a little doggy door.
Yeah.
And she flies out there and she's just barking up the fences and it's not good.
Is she sleeping in like the laundry or the...
Yeah, little bed.
Easy fix. Get her a little radio and just put the radio on at low volume and the sound of, you know, preferably with a bit of, obviously some Fox, but some sound, some a bit of talk back maybe.
Or Fee's voice maybe.
Opinions.
Oh,
or you know, like just you on the loop and the sound of those voices and also a little bit of music will actually drown out the sound of the possums. Just at low volume so it's not annoying you. Unless you want to hear yourself all through the night, soothing tones. But yeah, that'll actually block out the sound.
That is genius.
See, there we go.
It was that simple.
If you only worked at a radio station and they could provide you with some sort of looped audio, it might actually work.
It was better than my idea. I just said get rid of the possums.
Yeah, which again, Chris, we don't advocate, do
no, we?
We
don't. We don't. No. They're beautiful animals, struggling to make their own way in life in the tough city. So they are. They are fair.
Dr. Chris, what do you think of that? All three of those listener suggestions I've been using on my 2.5-year-old son to get him to quiet him down at dinner time. Is that good or bad?
The can of stones, how did that one go?
Scared him.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. It really did. It sends a message, though. Am I right?
Very aggressive message.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. As we grow closer and closer to the end of the financial year, Brendan Favola has a timely reminder of what you can and can't claim on tax.
We're talking tax and what you've tried to claim.
Well, do you claim much, Boxy, for work and Nick?
Why do you think we talk about Bridgerton so much? That's covered. Netflix.
Yeah, everything.
Talk about their shows.
Foxtel's expensive, man. I'm claiming COD, Boxy, because I talk about it on air. Mate, PlayStation 5, claim that. Got that for my birthday, claim that. The tax man will go,
hey, mate, I don't think we can do that.
Hey, go back to the 22nd of March. We just spoke about COD for 3 minutes.
I thought Fev was just a child in an adult's body. Turns out he's been a financial guru this whole time.
Speaking of finance, Brendan Favola this week openly discussed the awkward area of getting his affairs in order in case the worst happens.
We would love to hear how it works in your relationship if you've got a unique financial setup.
Yeah, we've got a joint bank account, but that's the money that she gives me money. But she's got her own bank account that, like, my work, everything gets paid into there.
Raymer in McRae.
You may not be aware, but if anything were to happen to his wife, the account will be locked until probate goes through.
I wondered about this because I'm like, I think about it a lot, which I probably shouldn't. Let's just say something like, I don't even want to put it in the atmosphere because then it might happen. But anyway, let's just play a song.
You're not living longer than Alex. Relax, man.
The internet's talking about a new dating term known as a foster boyfriend or girlfriend, with many people shocked to discover they might actually be one.
When you're single and on the single scene, you need to be aware of dating terms. Hopefully you never become a foster boyfriend.
I don't get it, man.
A foster girlfriend can be defined as a girl who dates a guy until they find their forever home.
I think I was a foster boyfriend. The last three exes I've had all went on to then just get married and have kids with the next person.
I was an even worse foster girlfriend because the boyfriend I had for 2 years, he just told people he was single. So that's like, that's the end. That's another extreme.
Wow.
Orlando Bloom made headlines this week after revealing his unusual daily rituals in an interview with a magazine.
I want to talk about Orlando Bloom. He's done an interview with the UK's Times newspaper. He described himself as 90% plant-based and said that he sometimes looks at a cow and thinks that it's the most beautiful thing ever.
What?
When you're married to Katy Perry. You look at Katy and you go, sorry, number two. Look at that idiot just chewing grass in a field, pooing while eating. I know you're hot, Katy, but have a look at this cow. Isn't that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
All I think about is you, even when I'm with you.
Melbourne's on a high alert for a rhinovirus outbreak. The illness, similar to a common cold, is increasing the number of sick days being taken, including footballer Brendan Favola.
Fev's been taken down. He's got a bad throat. Now, I don't like having chats that might tear the team apart, but a bit earlier, Josiah said he got a text from Fev.
Morning.
And then I revealed to you that, well, I also did get one. One member of the team didn't get a text.
Yeah, but Fev, he's finally sorted it out. I think Fev's taken time off to go and get his phone fixed because obviously the thumbs up button's broken because he sent me a thing of a hand, but it's a different finger. Get well soon, Fev. Hope your phone's all right.
Married at First Sight continues to smash TV ratings records with show villain Bryce's showdown with his mum being a massive hit with viewers.
We have Maff's most talked about couple. Bryce and Melissa are in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Good morning.
Were you anticipating being hated this much?
Not at all. I just laughed them off.
Even the other night, we've got to talk about your mum, Dana.
I truly believe all three experts have actually picked your personality. You know, you're at an age now, Bryce, where it's, you know, enough's enough. You need to stop.
You're the first person to get grounded on maths. That sounds like you're in big trouble.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fev always says...